Hi, everyone. This is Ron Phipps. Welcome back to NAR's President's Podcast. I'm obviously your 2011 NAR President, and I really want to thank you for tuning in. You know, just a few days ago, we stepped over the threshold into 2011, and I'm really excited about the opportunities as well as the challenges that we are facing. We need to be pragmatic, but we also need to be authors of our future. And I believe that if we really are committed to seizing the day, we will do that. Right now, Movisi and I are here in D.C., and we're here, frankly, to welcome the new Congress and make sure that they stay focused on the real agenda of the National Association of Realtors, and that is that homeownership does, in fact, matter. Every time we have the opportunity, we're talking about the importance of the mortgage interest deduction, that it's not simply a benefit for the rich. In fact, that 65% of the people that take advantage of it earn less than $100,000 a year. We're also actually winning the battle in the press, but we need to watch and see what President Obama does and does not include in his budget in February and see how Congress responds to that. While that's going on, we obviously have responsibilities to really help create and author the future of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They are critical to our business. We've been really vocal in our support for reinventing them into a government-chartered, non-shareholder-owned entity. Some members of Congress believe that they should be privatized. We don't share that. They need to be rethought. That is, Fannie and Freddie of the past cannot be Fannie and Freddie of the future. But that said, turning them into private entities is truly not the answer. And if we value, as an association, as homeowners, and frankly as a country, 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, we need to have some sort of entities like Fannie and Freddie, and obviously FHA. They're important to us, and we'll support their mission to work in creating a secondary market that supports sustainable homeownership and obviously rental housing. Those are the major issues we're looking at, but I really want to talk to you about how we're working hard to respond to what's going on within the realtor family. Obviously, we are facing very, very challenging times, and we know that. We know that firsthand. We also know that from what you are sharing with us. One of the things that we're trying to do is step back and make sure that we are effective partners with you. To that agenda, we're changing the ways in which we work with you directly. For example, we're starting the new year off with a brand new e-newsletter that will help you connect with NAR in a whole new way. The new weekly email will replace the numerous communications that you see and really reduce it to a single email newsletter contact that will include the leadership team updates as well as the other top issues that we need to face. And we're excited about it because we're trying to simplify the methodology of delivering lots of information so that it's easy for you to respond, analyze, and give us advice as to whether we're getting it right, whether there are other things that we need to be doing or not doing. Also, later this month, we're launching our new public awareness campaign ads, and they're focused on the societal benefits of home ownership. And I'll tell you more about that in my next podcast, but we're really, really excited about it. The big thing that we've really worked on is we've decided we want to make sure that we are listening as well as speaking. So we're hosting our first live realtor town hall on the 24th of January. We'll share what's happening on the national front and take questions from members just like you. So check realtor.org later this month for information on how to participate. This is only the first week of January, and we've already got this on tap. We've got a lot more planned for the spring leading up to our mid-year meetings, so stay tuned to realtor.org and my podcast for updates in the weeks ahead. You know, as a working realtor just like you, I walk on the same land, I breathe the same air. I know how hard this market has been, particularly over the last 3 years, and I really appreciate your hanging in with us as we step into 2011. This new year promises to be challenging, but I actually think we've turned a corner. So we as leadership will listen more than ever. We will do everything we can to partner with you to forward not just the needs of realtors across the country, but of the 75 million homeowners in this country and the 308 million Americans that really enjoy the privilege of this country. This is a new year. It truly has dawned. It is time now to seize the day. I want to thank you for listening to this edition of the Presidential Podcast. Check back on the 18th of January for my next podcast. Visit realtor.org/presidentsreport for all the latest news from your entire 2011 leadership team. And don't hesitate to reach out to me personally, rphipps@realtors.org. We are in this together. I look forward to working with you over the next several months.